Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today. We've got Miss Jaden Coates up. She's going to be singing The Table. And I tell you, you're going to love this song. It's a blessing to us as we listen. This was something that was sang there at Share-a-thon at WGCR there in Pisgah Forest at the Share-a-thon. And boy, I tell you, it took off. And God really blessed and God really moved upon this song during that time. I believe it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today. And then we'll get right into the message after this song.
I've done with higher education and men of reputation. I've tasted meats that only luxury could buy. I've ate with men of proud religion, heard them boast of all their visions, and I've left hungry from these tables most men try to find. Let me tell you, I don't miss those things I've left behind. I found a table where the broken and the lonely, the desperate and the hungry find their bread. I found a table. Two lifetimes chasing all the love I could find, but I got tired, I got lonely, I gave up. I went where I was not invited, pushed back souls who criticize it, made myself at home beside the only one who cares. The room grew silent as I washed his feet and dried them with my hair. I found a table where the broken and the lonely, the desperate and the hungry find their bread. I found a table where the violent find a welcome, and no matter where you come from, you'll be fed. Here at the table where Jesus sits, I found a table where the broken and the lonely, the desperate and the hungry find their bread. I found a table where the violent find a welcome, and no matter where you come from, you'll be fed. Here at the table where Jesus sits. Here at the table where Jesus sits.
Amen. And that's Miss Jaden Coates singing The Table Where Jesus Is. I tell you, I'm glad I found a table one night, amen, in an old Baptist church where the Lord came my way. And we've tried all kinds of other things in this world, but nothing satisfied like being at that table where the Lord Jesus Christ fed me. This is the message here, part number 3. Jeremiah chapter number 18, and I want you to look at verse number 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of the clay was marred in the hand of the potter. And the vessel that he made, the clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. I read that the potter would place the clay upon a table, and it would take some things like a bread roller. He'd beat the clay, he'd roll the clay out evenly,
It makes it smooth and consistent, getting every pebble, every speck out of the clay. And when it comes to us and our walk with God, how this speaks of the role of the Holy Ghost in our lives. Do not, listen to me this morning, do not forsake them tender touches of the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Spirit's looking at your life, He's examining your life. He's trying to help you, not hurt you. You say, preacher, I don't understand. Well, the Holy Spirit is going to show you what's right in your life, and He's also going to show you what's wrong. How many knows what it feels like to walk in the things of God? That's a joy, isn't it? But when you do wrong, oh, and if you don't have that tender touch of the Holy Spirit there to tell you when you're doing wrong, friend, if He's there telling you you're doing wrong, you need to make those things right. How are you ever going to be right if you don't listen, if you don't allow Him to take the specks out of you? How are you ever going to get any better? That's why we see no progress. You see, if the potter does not get all of the impurities out of us, then air pockets form. And when it's placed in the fire, the clay will explode in the furnace. The work will be destroyed, and the vessel that the potter has made will become broken. However, when this vessel explodes in the furnace, it does not just impact one. It doesn't just impact that vessel. It happens to the rest that are around it. Others are broken because of the air bubbles and the impurities that were still remaining in the one vessel. Can I tell you this morning, you don't realize how valuable that your life is. It is so important that every single one of us remain in the potter's hands, because if one of us goes astray, if one of us gets an air bubble, if one of us doesn't respond to the Holy Spirit, if one of us just let something go, can I tell you something? It will impact other people,
yes, it will,
that are around you. Parents, I cannot stress to you enough, your children are important to you. Your children need you. Your children need not just a person.
Right.
Your children needs a godly parent.
Man.
They need somebody they can look to. They need somebody that they can go to and say, that's wrong in your life. This is what you need to do. The Bible says. They need that person in their lives. Make sure that you're guiding them well. What happens if we don't heed to God's word? If you choose to ignore the tender hand of God who is trying to get the impurities out of your life, we'll ignore the cleansing hand, and one day we'll stand before the Lord, and when our works are put to the test, the Bible speaks about those judgments, and we can be saved, we can go to heaven, but yet when it comes to reward, the Bible said this, there's going to be three of them that burns up. What is those three? Wood, hay, and stubble. So some of you here came this morning just because of duty and just because you got to and you feel like you got to blah, blah, blah and make a checklist for the week. And I'm going to say it this way, and I'm not trying to be ugly or arrogant by no means. It's probably going to come up before the Lord as just wood, hay, and stubble. And when it's put to the test, it's just going to burn up. But then there's going to be some rewards that turns out to be gold and silver and precious stones, amen. Now, that's a different ball game. That's what we want to put on the shelf, amen. Gold and silver and precious stones. That's what, and in the result, once the fire comes, amen, we want to be standing in the end, amen. So, I don't know what your work's going to end up being, but that speaks of something. Listen, can I tell you, there's a cleaning process. That cleaning process is not fun. It takes time. It's painful. It's agonizing. And while it's not fun, may I say to you, it's very needful. Very needful. Let's look at the last one, then the constructing of the clay. Look at verse number 3. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. So as the potter begins the work on the wheel, he's going to form the clay into a lump, and then he's going to place that lump, where is he going to put it? In the middle. Can I ask you this morning, are you in the middle of God's will? Where are you at? Are you in the middle of God's will? Oh, yes, preacher. You cannot be in the middle of the world and be in the middle of God's will at the same time. You can't, man, love the things of the world and still be in the middle of God's will. It don't work that way, friend. You're either going to love the one or you're going to hate the other. I tell you, when I got saved with the grace of God, and look here, I'm not telling you that I'm perfect by no means whatsoever. You follow me long enough, you'll find my impurities, amen. But can I tell you this? There's never been a time that I've really wanted to sin, just wanted to go out, just be a part of the world scene and be a part of the, I don't want to be them people. Them people are miserable. But they'll make you think they're having the greatest fun in the world. They're not having fun. At the end of the night, they worry about what they've done all night long and all day long, and then they go with it, all kinds of misery. I don't want to be like that. I want to go home and say, look, I witnessed to so-and-so today. There's been some progression. You'll never have growth as long as you're not in the center of God's will. Never. Now listen, let me go on. Can I ask you this morning? This potter is trying on the wheel. He's taking the clay he's sifted. He's taking the clay that he's selected. He's put it now in the center of his wheel. This is what he's going to do. He's firing the wheel up. It's spinning. He's going to put some word on it. Say, what are you talking about? I'm not talking about he's saying, man, well, you're going to make a good piece of clay. No, he's throwing some water to it. He's making it pliable in his hands. He's putting not just the water, but he's putting his touch on it. And he's spinning it, and he's spinning it, and he's spinning it. And this is what's happening. You're going from day to night. Day to night. On that wheel, you're going from day to night. Day to night. And this is what he's doing. From day to night, he's still working on me. He's still forming me. He's still making me into the vessel that he wants me to be. Can I tell you, are you willing to let the Lord mold you? Can Jesus put you on his will? Can we allow him to turn our lives upside down and shape us the way that he wants us to be shaped? We need to have develop a sensitivity to God's will that when we're in the middle, can I say this? When you're in the middle of God's will, you're in the hands of the potter. When you're outside that will, amen, you're going your own way, and you'll never know what the best soul that God has for your life as long as you drift away from God's center. If you're drifting away from center, you're all the time trying to mold yourself, and you'll never be what God wants you to be because you're trying to make your own mind up of what you should be. The world don't need a copycat of the world. No, the world needs an example of somebody who's remained in the middle of God's will and that's been molded by the grace of God. Obviously, we're not talking about lost people that's on this wheel. Lost people never make it this far. No, lost people are still in the bank. They're still in the miry clay. They're still waiting to be selected. They're still trying to figure out the process of their life. They're still there. Lost people can never be at this point. We're talking about saved people. Notice what happens in the next verse. We see your Bible. Look at verse number 4. And the vessel that he made of clay was, what's that mean? It got off. It drifted away from sinner. It was marred in the what? In the potter's hand. Look at verse 4. It was marred in the hand of the potter. Has there ever been a time in your life when I mean things are going well? I mean, you're going to church, you're reading your Bible, God's blessing, people in your family's getting saved, everything's going, I mean, you can't get no picture perfect. Everything's going good. But then there's a little bit of wind from the world. There's a little eye that goes off a little bit. And you start seeing some outer things. And you start leaving the potter's hands a little bit. And you start drifting this way. Can I tell you, that's when it becomes marred.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.